After years of organizing and activism against discrimination, Asian and Pacific Islanders in Spokane are coming together, this time to celebrate their culture and heritage. Spokane's Asian and Pacific Islander community has spent the last year working together to support those who've been targeted by hate and those who've been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, said Charity Doyle, a Filipina and Southeast Indian organizer in Spokane.
The Asian community, we're divided by our language, by our culture, and by our faith. So trying to get us to come together and unite was something that we have been trying to do. And unfortunately, it took attacks towards our community for us to wake up and say, okay, we have to do this.
She said they've worked together to hold food drives and deliveries for the Marshallese community, which had the highest rate of COVID-19 due to longstanding health and economic disparities, and organized a vigil for the victims of the Atlanta shooting. She said this June 12th event, which she is co-organizing with several other activists in the Asian American community, is both a celebration and a way to remind Spokane of the historic contributions of Asians and Pacific Islanders.
It was the Chinese who connected Spokane to the rest of the nation. The clock tower was built by the Chinese, and a lot of the Asian history has been erased or covered up or just not talked about. So that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to talk about this.
The AAPI Heritage event is scheduled at the Center Place West Lawn in Spokane Valley. There will be martial arts demonstrations, Bollywood dancing, art from local Asian and Pacific Islander artists, cultural heritage displays, and traditional Asian and Pacific Islander foods. The event is outdoors, and attendees do not need to wear a mask if they are vaccinated. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.